Manny's sitting down with us here now, and I got to tell you, Manny, right off the top, I was impressed, as impressed with your defensive commitment tonight as it, probably anything you did at the other end of the ice.
Yeah, that was really impressive from our kids tonight. That's something that we knew going in tonight against PG that we had to be good in our own end here. So the kids bought in. Really happy for them. Our kids wanted that win really bad tonight, and they stuck to the game plan. You know, got away from it a little bit in the second period, but that's going to happen against a good team like PG. And then, you know, we just stuck with our game, and it was a tight game, tight checking game on both sides, and, you know, just stuck with it, and I'm really happy at the end that we got the win.
Yeah, would you agree that times earlier in the season when you got away from your game a little bit, it was almost, I don't want to say disastrous, but it was costly. Tonight you were able to regroup again, get back to the push, back on your toes rather than back on your heels?
Yeah, no, we're you know, honestly, we're a completely different team than we were 3 months ago, and part of it was just it takes a while to, you know, for the kids to understand what we need to do to be successful with our group and stuff like that too, and obviously added some veteran leadership to our group also makes a big difference where we're solid, in my opinion, all the way through our lineup here. And, you know, you're able to, you know, roll four lines for the most part and, you know, rest some guys, some of your big guns, so to speak, for the latter part of the game when you really need them. And that's something that's been a big difference with our group here. But the whole identity of our group and how we want to play and need to play, the kids are understanding it, and you know, right now we're to a point where it's really good where we don't even have to say it on the bench. They're saying it themselves and going out and executing it. So, no, again, really happy for the kids. Like I said, they really wanted that win tonight.
An extremely tight back-and-forth game, 2-2 going into the third. What was your exact message to the guys going into the room in that tie game?
Well, after the second, I thought we got away from it a little bit. I thought we were just a little bit on or too much, and we had to get back inside again and started getting some pucks and people towards their net and making life a little more difficult for their goaltender. And we started doing that in the third period again too, so that part was good, and the kids understood right away exactly what we need to be doing, and they executed it.
Coach, the addition of the players, and I couldn't agree with you more, a different looking team, but seems like you guys have transitioned from, I'll say, a dump-in team to a puck possession team. You've got the puck, you work with it in the offensive zone, and you make some plays with it.
Yeah, no, that's something we want to be known as our group eventually, is being a team that does puck possession. You still have to get the puck in deep to be successful as far as get on the forecheck and then, you know, back them off a little bit. But, you know, that's, you know, we're starting to see our kids with more confidence, and our skill set has, you know, is improved with some of the veteran players that we've acquired over the last little while too. And it certainly makes a big difference.
You know, I wondered if you said to the referee when they gave them three straight penalties, like I remember when I was coaching, I'd say, "Hey, ref, we practice our power play too. You know, we're okay. Trust me, we won't embarrass ourselves if you give us a couple power plays." You attempted a question, put the same question. I mean, was it just a matter of time? What did you see in the shorthanded calls, the penalties?
Yeah, you know what? When you're given a penalty, you're never going to agree. And then, you know, when you get a power play, it's always, yeah, it was a penalty. But it's one of those things that happens. And, you know, they're not, you know, it's a human judgment, and is made at a split second decision, and sometimes they don't always get the call right, but majority of the time they do. And we have the luxury as coaches after a period to go back and look at it over and over again, and then, you know, and then, you know, we get to see what happens, where the referees for the most part don't have a chance till after the game to do it. So it happens. You know, you're going to get calls that you feel aren't, you're going your way sometimes, and you're going to get calls sometimes that do go your way. So you know, tough job what they do, and they do a really good job, but you know, you gotta live with it. It happens for both teams sometimes.
Talking with the Giants head coach Manny Viveros after a 3-2 win over the Prince George Cougars, and you mentioned the confidence building as the year went along, and one guy we talked about a lot on this broadcast was Colton Lane. His game tonight, moving the puck up the ice, he just seems to be so confident, coming out of his own zone, and even threw in a fight tonight as well. It was a brief one, but he looked good in that as well. He's just confident in every aspect of his game, it feels like.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't see that coming at all. And, you know, anytime you see a young man like that do that, you know, it's not fun. It's not easy, and it takes courage. And I'm very happy for he stuck up for himself like that, mm-hmm. though. But outside of that, that's obviously not why he's here with us. He's a real smart, cerebral type of hockey player, and he can read the ice really well, and he makes a really good first pass here. So I've been really pleased the way he's been developing throughout this year also too. So you know, outside of what he did with the fight part, I thought his game is really solid tonight.
Yeah, he made a couple pins against the back wall that were great. He made that one outlet pass to Zimmer. They went down the – who did I go down that right wing? But Wyatt Wilson goes to the front of the net. It was two defense, a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old involved in a play. I mean, that's the racehorse mentality. If the situation's right, you want to go with that. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I got to ask you about Tyler Tharp, Coach. His first 23 games, he had two assists. His last 25, he's got 19. Other than the fact that he's more involved in the play physically, what is, in your mind, is he doing different?
Well, the biggest thing with Tyler is he's getting his feet moving. And when he gets his feet moving, that's when he's effective. We've said this many times after our games. He skates well for a big man. But like anything, if you're not skating, then you're ineffective. And when he gets moving, I always say skate on first touch when he has a puck. He gets going. He's a big frame, and he gets moving pretty quick, too. So that certainly helps his game, and he'll be able to close the gap on the opposition as far as his forecheck and that. But offense contributions, obviously he can score, but also he's starting to see the ice a little bit more also too. So teams are kind of know like he's a shooter, but now that they know he has the puck, he has other guys in position that he can kind of dish it off, and then other guys are able to kind of reap the rewards after he's done a lot of the work.
Yeah, exactly what I was hoping you'd say, because I'm sure that's just, he's got to be playing with a whole lot of confidence. Talk about the Hanšek goal. You want separation? Wow.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's Sammy, when he skates like that, that's that next level speed that he has. And, you know, it's taken him a little time to get going. But over the last probably five games, we're starting to see that again, too. And when he does that, he's tough to contain. And there's a couple over the last couple games here, he's done that a couple times where he's broken away and made some really good, had some great opportunities in front of the net.
Now I got to ask the goalie question, because Brett Merrill did make 36 saves in this one, but I want to talk specifically about his ability to slow the game down. Was that a mandate given to him, that it felt like any puck towards his hands, he was going to glove it and he was going to get a whistle tonight?
No, he's got a really good, to talk about Paul and what he does with him, they've got that instinct, and Mirzi has that also too. He's got a feel of it where it's times where he needs to keep the play going, or there's times, okay, we need to calm this right down, let's get a whistle and regroup again. And he's got that, that's not certainly a coaching part from my part, that's from Paul, and that's also them, Mirzi, them working together closely, and that's a really good instinct, the hockey instinct that you especially need as a goaltender.
Do players like that? Do they appreciate that on the bench when they see that?
100%. They just, especially if you've been on the ice for over a minute and you're pretty tired like that, they just know that, okay, it's time to get a break, and he'll just calm it right down, and a lot of times it does kill the opposition's momentum.
Yeah, again, too, with Lipinski in the faceoff circle, two big draws late in his hockey game. He won them both. And, you know, how important, obviously, is that at that time of the game?
Yeah, no, you need your guys to, you know, in those situations, that's why they're on the ice at that time of the game. And, Jaden's been really good in the faceoff department all season long. He's one of the top players in the league as far as faceoff. So that's that we know we have when we put him out there, and he did exactly what we expect him to do.
Now, I know Merriwald came up with two fantastic, maybe even three in the last, probably 3 or 4 minutes. Did you see anything there? I mean, your take on Parasak, number 32, how does he get, he gets into those open spots, and, I mean, sometimes you look at Merriwald, there's no net to shoot at. He just smothers, his body position is so strong. That's got to be a big lift to your guys.
Well, it certainly is. He's been doing that all year long for us, and especially when you need him in those type of moments. Like a team like Prince George is a good team. There's no question. They're four really good lines, and they come at you in different waves, and anybody on any of their lines can score. And especially with that one line they have there, you just got to limit the opportunities that they get. They're still going to get them because they're so good. But I thought we did a really good job for the most part tonight.
Just keep you for a couple more minutes. Logan Hammett, boy, I'll tell tell you what, he's not elite offensive skill, but boy, does he chip in at the right times. I was so happy for that shot from the point. He had to get rid of that. He couldn't dust that thing off at all.
Well, you know, we always tell the kids good things happen when you put the puck towards the net, and if you don't, it's not going to happen. So it's a good play down low from our forwards. We put him up, the puck went low to high, and then we tell our D, you know, if the puck's got to get through, if it doesn't get on net, at least it's got to get below the hash marks. Mm-hmm. And he put it on net, and you know, you never know what's going to happen from that. But he's been, Logan's been solid for us all year long.
Manny, we talked a lot about Colton Robertson, the prospects game, and Colton Elaine today, and Mazdan Leslie game in and game out. How are your two 20-year-old defensemen? Let's put them both together, Hammett and Wilson. How important, where's their play at right now, and how important is that going to be in the rest of the season?
Well, both those guys, Wyatt Wilson and Logan Hammett, they insulate our defensemen a lot of times, and they make it, you know, they're steady, they're back there. They allow Colton and Maz to get up in the play quite a bit, and then, you know, they're able to have kind of that safety net for those guys in that, but they're always, and they're hard to play against. You know, Willie in front of the net, it's not fun for their guys to get to our net. He makes them pay a price, and same with Hammy. Hammy defends really well, and he makes a good first breakout pass also too, so it certainly helps our younger players when we put them out with Merrick Howell or Lane or Subject, or even I thought with Maz and also with Robbie, having those guys there, kind of that stability back there, certainly makes it calming for everybody.
Bit of a light weekend, just the two games back to back, Everett here tomorrow night, no travel. Any thoughts of just rolling with Wiermald in the net, or is there still a decision to be made on that?
Yeah, you know what, guys, we'll make that decision tomorrow here, so we always have to wait to see after a game if something ever comes up like that, but we'll meet as a group tomorrow morning in Ladner, and then go over our post-game video with the players, and then we'll post our lineup tomorrow.
Last question, promise. 2024, you guys have played 12 games, you're 8-3-1-0, but importantly, you've only played four games in this building in 2024. The 5-4 win against Calgary, 4-2 against Kelowna, 5-3 Victoria, and the game here tonight. Is this team thinking now that we have a pretty good feeling playing in this building?
Yeah, you know, I think more than anything, it doesn't matter where we play right now. I think we're pretty confident that we can go into a tough building and then know what we have to do to be successful. And then more importantly, at home here, like, it's such a great atmosphere. Our fans are supportive and they're loud. And this building gets really loud when things get going throughout the night here. But yeah, like it's obviously you'd rather play at home, and home has been good to us.
That's it for me. Any more questions?
Thanks, Coach.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
I promise you this one. I got more, but I'll let you go.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks again, Manny.